It's the 2-Minute Beer Review. I'm Andrew Burkham, and it's that time of week where we face down that massive craft brew aisle in search of the hidden treasures we've been missing out on all along. This week, we're going to take a look at another IPA, but this time there's a twist. It's Rye IPA from Black Market Brewing in Temecula, California. So what happens when hops and rye collide? Let's find out. This beer pours a golden amber color that is very clear and bright. Taking a good whiff, I get the scent of fresh citrus and pine needles, just what I'd expect out of a good American IPA. There's something else in that scent, though, just a little bit of biscuit, that malty smell. It doesn't distract from those nice outdoor scents that come in from the hops. Instead, it really rounds the scent out and brings it into a perfectly pleasing balance on the nose. At first sip, one thing that I definitely appreciate about this beer is that it's not overcarbonated. There are just enough bubbles to enhance the flavor, but not enough to get in the way. Flavor is king, though, and this beer does not disappoint on that front. There's some hop flavor, but it's not an explosion of squint-inducing bitterness right off the bat. Instead, the flavors from the hops, predominantly piney in this case, fall into a good balance with a strong grainy flavor from the malt. The surprise here is the rye, which imparts a really interesting little bit of spice into the mix. It has the same effect on the normal IPA flavor that black pepper has on a good steak. It doesn't detract from the core flavors, but calls them out and lets them shine. There's just a little bit of lemon around the edges to complete the picture. One thing that surprised me about this beer is that the longer I sipped it, the closer it got to room temperature, the more pronounced and delicious the flavors became. In my humble opinion, Black Market has a hit with their rye IPA. I want to take this thing outdoors and sip it all afternoon while grilling some burgers, or better yet, the aforementioned high-quality steak. At a bargain, $4.99 for 22 ounces at 7.5% ABV, this one is completely worth a second date. That's all for today's review, but I hope you'll join me next week as I bask in the California sun with Cali Squeeze Blood Orange Hefeweizen from Slow Brew in San Luis Obispo, California. Check the show notes for links to this week's beer, and as always, make sure to email any of your review requests to 2minutebeer@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and if you like the show, please consider subscribing, rating, and reviewing on Apple Podcasts or your podcast outlet of choice. Reviews are how shows get recommended to other listeners by Apple Podcasts, so if you think other people should find out about the show, consider leaving a line or two. And of course, if you know a friend that really likes beer or would like to branch out from their normal favorites, please send them a link to the show as well. That's all for now. See you next week as we continue our quest to taste all the beer.